From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Julie Amacher. In 1974, during the semifinals of the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow, a young Italian violinist completely wowed a group of musicians who happened to be sitting in the audience. Those musicians, who were members of the La Scala Orchestra, went back to their hotel room and told their musical director, Claudio Abbado, about this amazing young performer. A few months later, Abbado called that violinist and gave him his first big break by inviting him to play with the La Scala Orchestra. Thirty years later, Giuliano Carmignola received a fax from Abbado inviting him to take part in a fantastic new Mozart project. Carmignola thought it was a joke, so he didn't respond right away. Eventually, though, the violinist made that phone call, which reunited him with his mentor. On this new collection of Mozart violin concertos, Claudio Abbado conducts his newly formed orchestra named for the composer. The Orchestra Mozart is a high-energy group of young, gifted musicians who play for the joy of making music. It was all spontaneous and natural, Carmignola says of his first recording of Mozart violin concertos. Artistically, he and Abbado were tapped into the same wavelength. Abbado agreed with Carmignola's choice of bright, quick tempos, which require crisp articulation on behalf of the young players of the Orchestra Mozart. Mozart had already written two serious operas by the time he composed his first violin concerto at age 17. That means you have to bring the Mozart of the operas into these concertos, Giuliano Carmignola explains. Each movement has its own character and is packed with emotion. The first movement of this concerto is overflowing with joyful melodies. The passionate adagio is filled with a sense of longing, and the finale gives both the orchestra and the soloist a chance to sparkle as they sail through rapid scales and arpeggios. Carmignola's detailed phrasing in the first movement of the Concerto No. 3 is very animated. The Orchestra Mozart plays along, breathing and pausing with the soloist. Certain passages also have to be more theatrical because Mozart's concertos were written with that operatic flair. Carmignola's violin delicately sings its way through the slow movement of the third concerto. The solo cadenzas for each violin concerto on this recording came from Franco Gulli, one of Carmignola's favorite teachers. Playing with very controlled vibrato exposes Carmignola's technical brilliance. This complete cycle of violin concertos is Carmignola's first Mozart recording and the first recording on period instruments for Abbado and his orchestra Mozart. The youthful exuberance of this legendary conductor comes through in the lively tempos, his detailed attention to phrasing and articulation, and the overall buoyant textures he creates with the orchestra Mozart and his protege, Giuliano Carmignola. If you want a recording that offers a fresh, energetic look at Mozart's violin concertos, this is it. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.